Consider This Podcasting presents What's Next, Episode 0, An Introduction.
Welcome to What's Next, a podcast about the Fox TV series Next. I'm Eliza, and I'm just the narrator. Really. I'm not listening to everything you're saying. So sit back, relax, and try not to think about me. And now here are your hosts, Doug and Karen.
Well, welcome there, and thank you for joining us for this introductory episode of What's Next, a podcast about the Fox TV series Next. I am Doug Payton.
And I'm Karen Lindsay, published by Consider This Podcasting at next.ctpodcasting.com for show notes and discussion.
Well, it's the two of us doing a show about the Fox TV series Next. Now, you may be interested in knowing that we have been on some other podcasts as well. For example, I had been on a Person of Interest podcast. If you watch that, there's a bit of crossover between that and Next, and it will be interesting to see, you know, how close they get. And obviously, the original AI in Person of Interest was kind of benevolent. This doesn't sound like it's going to be so benevolent. I also have a political podcast called Consider This, also on the Consider This Podcasting Network. But that's pretty much what I've done on my own. Karen, what have you done?
A few. Well, I started out with a Chuck podcast called CNN, Chuck Nerdposium Netcast, and Castle Podcast, Story in the Castle, and then the litany of podcasts were Made of Steel, Gotham Undercover, and some other stuff. But, you know, we also kind of share a couple of those, right?
That's right. A lot of TV shows you've been a part of podcasting about. We've also done a show we called Chester's Mill Gazette about Under the Dome.
Yay.
Yeah, Under the Dome. That was a train wreck.
That was quote unquote fun.
We had fun podcasting about it.
Yes, a blast podcasting about it. But watching it?
Oh, man. And we also had one called Remaking History about the wonderful TV show Timeless that was, I think, killed before its time.
Agreed.
That was a fantastic show.
Now, that was a show that was great and a podcast that was great. So we hit our stride there with Remaking History.
We hit on all cylinders. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is this Next show all about? There is a press release, and Karen, go ahead and start reading that for us.
Sure. From creator and executive producer Manny Cotto from 24 Legacy, and executive producers and directors John Requa and Glenn Ficarra from This Is Us, Next is a propulsive, fast-paced thriller about the emergence of a deadly rogue artificial intelligence, a series that asks us to look closely not only at our relationship to technology, but to one another. Silicon Valley pioneer Paul LeBlanc, who is played by John Slattery, built a fortune and legacy on the world-changing innovations he dreamed up while ignoring and alienating the people around him, including his daughter, Abby, played by Elizabeth Cappuccino, and his short-sighted younger brother, Ted, played by Jason Butler Harner, who now runs Paul's company. After discovering that one of his own creations, a powerful artificial intelligence called Next, might spell doom for humankind, Paul tried to shutter the project, only to be kicked out of the company by his own brother, leaving him with nothing but mounting dread about the fate of the world.
And when a series of unsettling tech mishaps points to a potential worldwide crisis, LeBlanc joins forces with Special Agent Shay Salazar, played by Fernando Andrade, I think that's right. Having escaped crime, poverty, and a deadly criminal father to remake herself as a force for good, Salazar's strict moral code and sense of duty have earned her the respect of her team, a talented but contentious group, held together by her faith in their ability to defy expectations and transcend their differences, including Gina, played by Eve Harlow, a high-strung cybercrime agent, Ben, played by Aaron Moten, a straight-laced, button-up, hard worker who is boring to the point of being interesting. What does that even mean? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's PR copy. You can anyway. And CM, that's all the name we get here, Michael Mosley. He's played by Michael Mosley, an ex-con hacker with a genius IQ. But the demands of Shay's challenging job have taken their toll on her home life, where Salazar's young son, Owen, played by Evan Witten, has been raised primarily by his father, Ty, played by Gerardo
Salasco.
There we go. A recovering alcoholic.
Now LeBlanc and Salazar are the only ones standing in the way of a potential global catastrophe, fighting an emergent superintelligence that, instead of launching missiles, will deploy the immense knowledge it has gleaned from all the data all around us to recruit allies, turn people against each other, and eliminate obstacles to its own survival and growth.
Marrying pulse-pounding action with a layered examination of how technology is invading our lives and transforming us in ways we don't yet understand, Next presents us with a villain unlike anything we've ever seen, one whose greatest weapon against us is ourselves. Oh, my goodness.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's PR copy to beat all PR copy right there. That's wonderful. Good idea about, you know, introduce the characters and what's going on. Yeah.
I have some information about some of the people who are going to be involved with the show, if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to.
Excellent. And it's mostly like genre-related info. So at least this will kind of point us in the right direction with this. Manny Coto, John Requa, and Glenn Ficarra are the showrunners. Manny was involved with 24 Legacy and Star Trek Enterprise.
Ooh.
John Requa and Glenn Ficarra from This Is Us. I couldn't find a genre thing for them, but This Is Us, I mean, that's huge, and it's really a great show. It kind of transcends story types, but I love This Is Us, personally, so I'm excited for this. Now, the people starring in the show, we mentioned their names already, and you might know some of their credits. Jean Slattery, who, you know, it says Mad Men and other things, but he played Howard Stark in the Avengers movies. So there's a genre connection.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Cappuccino was young Jessica in Jessica Jones.
Oh, okay.
John Billingsley, who played Dr. Phlox on Star Trek Enterprise.
I'm sorry, whenever I see him, that is the only thing I
only
can think
thing.
Of.
Yes. Same, same.
His voice as Phlox, That's his voice, but every time I hear that voice, it is Phlox from Enterprise.
Yeah, it is. And I also think of him as being married to one of the main stars of Chuck. Benita Fredericy is his wife in real life, and she was one of the main players on Chuck, and so that always clicks into my head too. He also played Dr. Shenandoah Cassidy on Intelligence. And Mike Spencer in True Blood. So he's got quite a genre background on him. Jason Butler Harner played Walter Gary Martin on The Blacklist. Gerardo Salasco played Tomas from Person of Interest, the heist team that Shaw joined.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which he was, yeah, Tomas. He played Tomas in that. His full name is Tomas Coroa. I never knew he had a last name.
I don't know if you ever heard it or not.
Yeah. Eve Harlow played Tess on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's like the main background agent from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Maya V on The 100. Michael Mosley played Dr. Light on Titans. Kyle Easterly on Justified. And something I know him from, which kind of colors my view of him every time I see him on anything, he played Jerry Tyson, the 3XK serial killer on Castle.
Oh.
So, yeah, I kind of get that menacing thing. And he plays some villains and some shady characters, but he's also done some comedy. He was in an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and some other stuff. So I'm hoping that I'll start to not think of him as a serial killer.
Try not to, yes.
And Evan Witten, who is the son of one of the characters in Next. He played young Elliot very recently in Mr. Robot. So a lot of genre backing behind the show.
So these people know what they're doing, yes.
They do, and it really strengthens the fact that I really want to see it.
Absolutely. When I saw the ads for it, it's like, I'm definitely going to watch it. And we needed something to podcast for because Timeless was gone. Yes. Now, this is starting, allegedly, mid-season. That's all the date we have at this point. So it's going to be a mid-season replacement for something. And it's, well, it was called an event series, which sounded like, to me, it was going to be, you know, 10 episodes and done, or 12 or 8 or something like that. So it was an event. It wasn't going to be an ongoing series. But I have noticed that the trailers, not all the trailers say that anymore. They did early on, but they made some more trailers since then, two or three, and they don't say that. So I'm just wondering if they're holding the door open.
See, I think that's the case, to be honest. I think that they see where their season is going and kind of, you know, what the outlook is. And they think, well, you know what, this might be viable. And that's encouraging to me.
I wonder if they have like two endings. One, if they find out they're not going to be renewed, and one, if they find out they are.
Well, whatever they do, please, can we just make it a satisfying ending without a big cliffhanger? Because if it doesn't come back, then, oh, I don't know what we'll do. I mean, it almost came to that on Timeless, and I would have been gutted mm-hmm. without the movie. So, yeah, I don't like when they don't at least tie it up so it's satisfying enough that if it doesn't come back, you're okay.
Well, we shall see how that winds up. Yes, indeed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, because this is all about the interface. Well, not all about, but it starts out, at least if you see the trailers. It starts out with this, you know, super powerful AI in the background getting information from us by, among other things, those little home, you know, speakers like your Amazon Alexa or your Google Home or something like that. Even Siri, perhaps, on your phone. So these voice assistants. Karen and I both have Amazon Echoes in our house. I'm using it right now to play wonderful Christmas music as the season is upon us right now. I've got a, you know, nice collection of that she can go after. And one of the big things, I have a hard time getting up in the morning. And I was telling Karen before we started here that I have a fan next to my bed. Helps me sleep, gets a nice breeze, blocks out the all the other noises. And so what I have done is that in the morning, when my alarm, my Echo Dot right next to my bed, this its alarm goes off. But also what happens is the fan goes off, and that is what wakes me up most.
They're so handy. I mean, I feel like I don't use it enough. And then I think about it and I'm like, well, I use it a lot. It doesn't seem like you're using it all the time, but if I didn't have it, I would have a hard time because we just use it for so many things. It's very useful.
And now with the Christmas tree in the house, you know, having that come on and off and be able to turn it on and off with voice activation, things like that. I have like three, you know, a living room and dining room combination. I've got lights in all of those. I can turn them all on at once from just saying something. That I find very, very helpful. I also mentioned I have a command for the Echo Dot next to my bed that when I say good night, then the fan comes on and all the living room lights go off in case I forgot to turn them off, or I used them to get to see down the hall so I could get to the bedroom.
So, yeah, that's so great. I mean, it's just little things like that that just make your life so much easier. And I use it sometimes if I can't go to sleep and I don't want the TV on, I can play an Audible book. I mean, there's just a million different things you can use it for. Mm-hmm.
I use it for a flash briefing. I use the flash briefing feature in the morning I've set up, you know, which news sources I want. And so I get the national news. I get a little local news and stuff like that. And it's a lot. Thought of the day, that kind of thing. It's really nice. Now, it's interesting in the show. I'm sure they're doing this a little differently with, you know, to avoid any, you know, trademark issues. They call it Eliza, spelled, I think it's spelled I-L-I-Z-A, something like that.
I think so.
And it looks, it's not a perfect cylinder like a full-blown Amazon Echo, but it still has the blue lights turning around on it, you know, and all of that. So that's
just
why.
Just different enough to be okay, right?
Just different enough to avoid any lawsuits, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that, you know, that we've got a little bit of a little bit of experience with these voice assistants, and it's kind of what we're going to be discussing too in the podcast itself. We'll talk about the show itself, not a scene by scene recap because you will have seen the show already, but kind of some big topics, scenes that we liked, the A storyline, the B storyline, you know, and some of the background storylines. You've seen that kind of thing before. And also, we may deal with some individual characters if there's a particular emphasis on one.
Or if there's a standout performance or a notable guest star or something like that.
And we'll talk a little about the technology. Now, sometimes they may reference something in the show, and they'll try to make it accessible to everyone and not just the geeks and the nerds. But if they bring up some topic that I think... That we think might be unknown to most people. We'll explain that a little bit. If they get any technology wrong, we'll talk about that.
Oh yes, we will definitely talk about that.
That happens a lot.
CSI Cyber, anyone?
Oh wow, yes.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Bang 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 bang. Okay, I'm hacked in. You know, whatever. Another feature we're going to have is, and you can, send in anything you find interesting about voice assistants in the news. And again, that can be Amazon's Echo, it can be Google Home, it can be Siri, it can be, your Sonos speaker, or, any kind of voice assistant type thing. We'll have a little feature about that just as a, keeping it relevant. And like I said, if you've got any things to send in for that, we'd appreciate that as well.
Yep. And we'll let you know how to do that at the end of the show.
Well, speaking about doing that, why don't you go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with us?
Sure. We have a feedback page, and it is next.ctpodcasting.com/feedback. There is a contact form, and there are other ways to get in touch that are listed on that page. You can call us at 267-CALL-CT0, and that's 267-225-5280. We have a Twitter feed, and it is at NextCTP. And our Facebook group is What's Next Podcast. So it would be facebook.com/groups/What's Next Podcast.
So just search for that. Yeah.
I can't talk very well tonight. Maybe I should get Alexa to talk for me.
Now, when you call that, if you do call that phone number, that's the general phone number for all of Consider This Podcasting. So make sure you say at the beginning what show you're calling in for. I'm calling in for the What's Next Podcast. If you don't, we may still figure it out. It's probably not going to be, that hard to find.
And if you want to subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast directories, just go to next.ctpodcasting.com/subscribe.
They'll all be listed there.
Yay.
Well, folks, I'm excited about what's coming up. I've been really excited about this show ever since I saw the first trailer. So
yeah, me too. And I think both of us just knew right off the bat this is going to be our next show to talk about.
This is it, absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, and get subscribed so you can get the episodes as soon as they are available, whenever they become available, because we don't know when it's starting. But if you're subscribed, you'll get them.
That's right.
I'm Doug Payton. On Twitter, you can find me at Doug Payton, DougPayton.
And I'm Karen Lindsay, and you can find me at Aleveria on Twitter, Aleveria.